Some of us in church recently went to a Voice of the Martyrs conference in Tulsa. And we were just touched by, and I want to encourage you, next time you guys hear about that, I would love to take a whole bunch over there. Because lives are changed at just the conference talking about that. And I mean, just listening to this, I mean, comparing to, you know, I don't want to compare, but some of the stories of people that we heard from and talked to are, these are second-class citizens, and they take the awful jobs, but they are allowed to worship, and a lot of people aren't. You know, they have to worship in caves. They have to worship in secrecy, and at any point in time in their praise and worship to Jesus, they could come in and take them and kill them or put them in hard labor in prison. And the thing about it is that blows my mind is that most of these people do it, and they go through it knowing that, you know, the thing that startled me, and I think this is something that we in America need to kind of pay attention to, is when a person comes to Christ in Pakistan, or a person comes to Christ in the Sudan, or the person comes to Christ in China, Niger, or some of these other places that we oftentimes support with our missions, they believe and they know and understand that when you say yes to Jesus, you sign your death warrant. And they do it gladly. You know, we spend our time, we're in the van heading back, and I asked the people that were with us in the van, I said, what's your takeaway? What do you take away from this? And I had one individual tell me that, you know, it just blows their mind that they go into this knowing that they could be killed for their faith. And it changes them because they think and they realize, this person told me, is that they realize that when these people are persecuted, they find joy, and we spend our lives trying to avoid difficulty. That's quite the insight. Because we spend our lives trying to avoid difficult settings and situations. And we forget the words of Jesus that says, "Count it all joy, my brethren, when they persecute you and they revile you and they say all manner of evil against you for my sake. Rejoice, for great is your reward." Blows my mind sometimes that we're not tough in America. We take so many things for granted, and I think this calls us to at least with the privilege that we have to pray. So I want to do that today. Y'all know on this side there's like three pews that aren't there. There's a table there, and it has on it a Voice of the Martyrs magazine and a card. And we've got more cards than magazines, but we want to ask you to commit to pray for the persecuted church, our brothers and sisters in Christ that are in foreign countries, that are being killed for their faith, that are being ostracized for their faith, and we need to stand with them in prayer. Because time after time, when I've gone to some of these conferences, and they share, and we hear from people who've actually been persecuted for their faith, we hear this statement: we could make it because we could feel the prayers of the people across the world. And so I want to do our part today in helping them stand and witness for Jesus Christ. We're going to talk a little bit about that in just a minute too. So here's what we want to do. I'm just going to give some quiet time, and I'm going to kind of lead you through a prayer. I'm going to pray, and then I just want you to just kind of lift up your prayer for them and pray that they be strong and pray that they are able to witness and love. Time and time again, I hear that they love those who are persecuting them, and that changes their life, and we just need to pray for them. Amen? So let's, here in America, with the freedoms that we have, let's lift up prayer for our sisters and our brothers in persecuted church across this world. Let's pray.